good news for the Broncos Wednesday was the return of John Lynch, who told reporters he was back, referring to himself in the third person. The return of Lynch should bolster the Broncos' defense, especially with a critical game against the Chargers coming up. But aside from football, the talk was actually the Colorado Rockies, who Monday earned their first playoff berth since 1995. The postseason run has energized the city of Denver and Broncos players.
You know, it's just exciting, you know, to see the Rockies, you know, back. You know, in the playoffs, it's been a long time, but, you know, just to bring the baseball fever to the city, you know, it's exciting right now.
I know everybody in here is pulling for him. A lot of guys went to the game. I wish I could have gone, just couldn't make it, watched it on TV. So it's been awesome following them, the way they've done it. You know, everybody can learn from, especially in this locker room, the way they fought at the end and the things that they did the other night to win that ball game. That was something special.
Tell you what, they're playing. I mean, they're hot right now. I mean, they just know how to win. They refuse to lose. And, I mean, I think you can see that in the 13th. I mean, down by two, a lot of teams might maybe pack it in, you know, but especially with a long game like that. But double-double, triple off Trevor Hoffman, I mean, you never know what's going to happen. So I congratulate those guys. I hope they go far.
The Rockies won 14 out of 15 games down the stretch to accomplish a great feat. Even greater was earning that playoff spot at home in 13 innings. Many Broncos players were in attendance, and for Brandon Marshall, it was his first Major League Baseball game he attended.
That was my first baseball game, and I loved it.
Really?
I enjoyed it, and it's kind of bad because, you know, for me to start off going to baseball games with that type of game, it kind of sucks, and it spoiled it for me because I don't know if I'm going to ever go to another game like that.
And as the Broncos players see what the Rockies have done, their success has rubbed off on them.
What they did, like I said, I mean, you watch how they fought, never gave up, and down two in the 13th, and, you know, against one of the best closers in the big leagues, and came out with a win. I mean, just that never say die attitude.
The whole time I learned something from them, just to keep pushing and fighting. I mean, for those guys to be down, you know, two runs in the 13th and not give up. I mean, it wasn't about, you know, no one's going to give up, but you saw the same effort and intensity level from inning one to the 13th. I mean, I paid attention to the third baseman who came in. What is his name, Carroll?
Yeah, Jamie Carroll. Yeah.
Jamie Carroll, I mean, I learned something from him. I mean, I watched his stance, and his stance from inning one to when they were down two runs in the 13th was the same. I mean, the same intensity and the same focus. And that's, for me as a young player, I'm learning that, you know, whenever you're down, never give up. You never know what's going to happen. So thanks, Carroll.
One Bronco player who may have been the only person in Denver to not catch Rocky fever was John Lynch, a San Diego native who grew up a Padres fan and also played in the Marlins farm system in the early 90s.
Now, I'm actually, now I'll jump on that bandwagon because they are my second favorite team. but I'm still waiting on Holiday to touch home plate, though, you know.
Wow.
The home run, that's true. That's true. That did hit the wheelchair. I'm not bitter, though. I'm not. That's when you win 14 of 15, you got nothing but respect and love for those guys. I just hurt for guys like Trevor. That's tough.
Reporting for Broncos TV, I'm Casey Byers.